Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 3 minutes after the hour. What happened to the music? I heard something about Timey Little Boots, and then it just went dead. So it just took a big gigantic dump, is what it did.
Maybe not really a good music day.
No, it's okay. It's all right. You know, we sometimes things happen. This is live radio. This is unscripted. We don't work off of a script around here. We do not do cookie cutter radio. Right? We're like the blue turf of sports talk radio. Maybe some would call us the blue Smurfs. Good to have you with us. Huh?
That great pun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's why they don't pay me the big bucks there, eh, Mac? That's why they don't pay me the big bucks. Speaking of which, I have to give you your Christmas gift.
Oh, boy.
At some point this week.
I'm all Christmas gift out, Rooster. Shout out to our guy, Athan.
I mean, my goodness. Like, legendary. I mean, he got you all sorts of Giants gear. He got me all sorts of WWE. What are you pointing at? I can't see. Oh, he got you the hat. No, he got you the hats. He got you the hats. I mean, Athan went out of, got you the hats. And he got me all sorts of WWE stuff that I'm going to bring in to decorate the studio with, along with my rock and sock connection. I will not bring my Stone Cold Steve Austin vest in here, though, because somebody would steal it. I feel good about bobbleheads. I don't feel good about my Stone Cold Steve Austin autograph vest that Athan got me about a year and a half ago. Roughly. All right. Let's get to it. Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to, we'll try Lap, see if he's there this time. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Lappy? What's up?
How are you?
Yeah. Good, man. I just, like I said, man, what I've been saying, I don't really trust Dan Quinn. I told you that when we hired him. But I'm gonna give him a chance for this next season. So all the players that you need to get rid of, get rid of, all the players you need to bring back, you bring back. But you need to protect Jaden. You need to have a conversation with Jaden to protect himself. We need that contract killer, as the Detroit coach called him in the playoffs last year. That's what we need. And we need to get some talent around him. And if they look, they need to look like they're a competent team, offense, defense, special teams, coaching all the way up. Adam Peters needs to bring some people in here, and we need to get this ball on the road, man, because this is, like, ridiculous, man. And see, it's another thing, Rooster. You can't – the organization can't get mad at the fans, bro. We've been used to it, bro. Like, the Super Bowl – my first Super Bowl, I remember I was 6 years old, bro. After that, I think I was 11. But the second one, that's a long time. So we getting trauma from RG3 and just how we've been bad for 30 years, bro. That bothers us. It messes with our psyche.
Yeah, I don't think the organization doesn't understand. Like, you know, I think the organization
they don't seem to care though.
Well,
they don't seem to care.
I mean, when you say that, okay, but when you say that, you mean what? You mean that they won't fire, or that they haven't fired Dan Quinn yet, or you mean that they haven't made moves, or what?
I'm saying just making the right moves. I mean, all these coaches have won playoff appearance. I think Joe Gibbs only got two. Joe Gibbs, bro, he was way past his time. We love Joe Gibbs, but he got two. None of these coaches so far had two playoff appearances.
Well, no, Dan Quinn made the playoffs three times in Atlanta and should have won a Super Bowl. But every situation is different. You know, he's got different players. No?
Yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, I'm gonna trust the process.
I mean, here's
try not to put them in the same category with all the other
your coaches. Your phone's breaking up, Lap. So I gotta let you go. Here's the thing. Like Joe Gibbs, when he came back for part two, they had two great runs. At the end of years, one was fueled, unfortunately, by the awful tragedy of Sean Taylor, and one was, hey, they got a bunch of things going right. You know, there were bad years, though. Year one and year three of Joe Gibbs Part Two were bad. It happens. Now we got to give him year three because year one was great. Now, we'll see. I don't like some of the things that Dan Quinn has done, not done. I don't like some of the things Adam Peters has done, not done. I don't like some of the things that Cliff Kingsbury has done, not done. But if I'm judging them on the big picture, the overall status, I would say they've done a C-plus job overall, over 2 years. C plus. It's not good enough. It's not good enough to compete with the Eagles, to compete with the Broncos, the Chargers, the Chiefs normally, the Lions, the Packers. It's not good enough. But it is hard to win in this league. Look at Tampa Bay, right? I mean, Tampa's won, what, four or five consecutive NFC Souths, largely because the division sucks. They were in great position a month ago, and they've just thrown up all over themselves. And now people are talking about Todd Bowles either retiring or getting fired. I mean, it can change very quickly in this league. All right, let's go out to Paulie and get him aboard, and then we're going to skip us out. Paulie, what are you griping about over there already? I hear it.
Man. Actually, I was just yawning. Hail to the W.
You were
yawning. I got a bunch of gripes.
You were yawning? Paulie, wake up, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, man. Man, your boy works hard, man.
I hear you. That 2:38 a.m. show, man, comes fast on you. I hear you.
Hey, man, a pause, man. Jesus. Jesus, Russell. God,
radio
man.
Show. Radio
it's
show.
Christmas, bro.
Radio
it's
show.
Christmas, bro.
Radio show.
We need a sense of you from now on, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. I agree with what you just said. I'm not ready to. I don't want nobody fired right now, neither. As much as I don't like Cliff Kingsbury, I don't want him fired. But I need for him to adjust his thinking and his schemes. You know what I mean? Like, adapt to your personnel. And no, this is Washington Redskins football team, Commanders football. There's a lineage in history with how you're supposed to play in this city. All right? And I agree. I'll give them a C+. And that's still parts moving forward. Like, no, I don't want nobody to go right now. Like, I mean, this is the foundation we're building. So I understand Dan with his culture and all that. But in saying that, you know, there is some big red flags there, like my man Slim said earlier. Man, why the hell is Bobby Wagner still playing the whole damn game? I mean, this is a time where Cade Medrano should be playing, right? Or McGee should be. McGee was flashing all over the field in his 34% of the snaps that he got to play. Like, but that's crazy. I don't care if Wagner's going for 2,000 tackles. Wagner could get hurt today, or he could come in and announce his retirement today, and he's a Hall of Famer. So trying to pad his stats, man, what are we doing?
So well, here's my question, and it's a serious one, and I don't know the answer. Is it possible, when they ask, presumably, because we don't get to see practices, and I don't think this question has been asked, but maybe it was and I missed it. Is it possible that if and when they ask Jordan McGee to be the green dot, to call all the plays during practice?
No, it's not possible. You keep bringing up this green dot thing, man. These dudes are professional players. They can call a play. Stop that, man.
You don't think that has anything to do with it?
The defensive coordinator, the green dot is you got the communication, and the guy upstairs tells you what play to call.
I know.
Stop with that,
but
man.
It doesn't mean that he
Stop
can get that. Everybody in the right spot and make
illiterate?
The adjustments.
What is he, illiterate? Because we 4-10, 4-11. Damn, a right
Who
spot.
Who said he's illiterate? He just might
play.
Not be as good
listen,
as Bobby Wagner.
Listen, man. Wagner is done. He's done. Sit his ass down. He shouldn't be on his team next year neither. If he comes back next year, you're just inviting the same problem. The same problems, man. And that's called idiocy, doing the same stuff over and over again.
Idiocy.
Stop with the green dot. Now that you got me hyped up, let's go. I don't want to hear, you came up here last week with your little grumpy Grinch attitude, talking about stats, I hate stats. All I ever hear you talking about today is stats. Pro Football Focus, tackles, and come on, man. I just tell you, Jerome Payne and Kinlaw on the line. If they miss the tackles, because they got another 300-pound man groping on their back. Now, you want to talk about Quan Martin? Yes. Quan Martin, he was just miss
so
tackles.
Javon Kinlaw and Jerome Payne have played great, huh?
He's quiet. No, listen, I ain't saying they played great. I'm saying Kinlaw has had an impact this year.
Yeah.
He has outworked his contract.
Yeah, he's had an impact on 15 plays.
Listen. I'm giving you context. I'm giving you context to your stat.
The wrong context.
The thing is, listen, no, the right context.
If you think Javon Kinlaw's played great this year, Paulie, you need new eyes.
Will you put a ham in your mouth and be quiet, please? Listen, man, the whole thing of Quan Martin, he misses these tackles and it goes for 30 yards or a touchdown. He misses them in big moments and in big spots. That's why it seems like, man, they're missing a whole bunch of tackles. The contact is he might not only miss it two or three tackles a game, but them three tackles go for big plays. Micah Sandstrom, I've been told y'all at the beginning of the year, my starting lineup would have been Mikey on one side, Lattimore on the other side, and Noah I in the middle. Because that's how they ended the season last year, and the secondary was balling. And they ain't do it. And they had to wait till the injuries until the 10th week of the season to get Mikey back on the outside, and he's been balling out there. Hey, what my man is Little, the whole thing was Mikey was setting up on the outside. He was playing the slant. And that's how Smith gave him that little boop-boop and out move touchdown. It happens. The other team get paid, too. Hail to the W. I love you all.
Thank you, boy. Jeez.
You're welcome, Russell.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so appreciative that you taught everybody all about football. I mean, what would we do if we didn't have Technique Paulie? Paulie the Patriot, not the New England Patriot, the Patriot. Just helping out America, teaching us football one day at a time, one phone call at a time. Oh, man. All right. When we come back, I want to get into some of NFL Week 16. We got the college football playoff. We got a word on Ed Cooley. We'll do more of that tomorrow. Try and get to all of that before the end of the show right here on the Team 980. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Have you ever heard the Alvin and the Chipmunks version of this there?
Is this not it?
No, this is not it.
Yeah. I like, I had some thoughts in here, but I like Kacey Musgraves. I've heard good things about her. I haven't got too much into her music, but this doesn't strike me.
This doesn't warm the cockles of your heart?
I don't know if I like that phrasing. I feel like we're toeing a thin line there with that phrasing. No,
I mean, that's your interpretation, pal. Everybody's got different interpretations of things that happen. Just like what happened with DK Metcalf and the fan yesterday in Detroit. We should be talking about a controversial ending, a great game, back and forth, a big Steelers win on the road in Detroit, 29-24. Steelers Mike Tomlin, once again, another non-losing season. Mike Tomlin's great. Anybody that thinks he's a bad coach sucks. Stupid. It's kind of like when people killed Harbaugh in Baltimore. You don't know how good you have it. Overall, nobody's perfect. I'm not. You're not. Stop expecting perfection. Stop blaming coaches for everything. But anyway, instead, we're sitting here talking about a fan incident. So this thing has taken on a greater life than even the initial, like, whoa, like DK Metcalf shoved, punched, whatever, a fan in the front row after yanking his hair or whatever that was down. So apparently, I missed this. I heard something about it, but I don't listen to any of this garbage. Apparently, there's the Chad Johnson, you know, Ocho Cinco guy. He has a podcast. Who knew? and he said that I got word, obviously, I'm not condoning putting your hands on a fan or punching a fan, but he did call him a racial slur. He called him the N-word, and he did call his mom a four-letter C-word that I can't certainly say on the radio. I think, Chad said. Or I said, I think with those words being exchanged and the fans saying that, I think that's where the action occurred. And saying it's a bad combination of words, it caused DK Metcalf to react. However, okay, the fan, Ryan Kennedy, is now representing himself with lawyers. He's released a statement categorically denying using the N-word, the C-word, or any racial, misogynistic, or hate-based language during the incident, according to his lawyers. So, there's more to this, in case you wanted it. Apparently, Metcalf has had a run-in with this guy before. When he played for the Seattle Seahawks, before being traded this offseason to the Steelers, apparently this guy sits in the front row behind the visiting team bench, and he's had an issue, and he apparently reported Kennedy, the fan, to Seattle Seahawks team security in the past, according to ESPN. It's not known specifically how many times, but the Seahawks played in Detroit in 2022, 23, and 2024, 3 years in a row. So, look, the NFL has got to be careful here, obviously, because you can't have your players, team personnel, coaches, what have you, being insulted with racial terms or anything like that. Let's start there. The fan was not removed from Ford Field, according to the Detroit Free Press and the team, the Lions. So I don't know what the NFL is going to do here. To our knowledge, nobody has audio of the fan saying this. It's just what DK Metcalf is telling Chad Ochocinco what happened. That's it. I presume it's DK Metcalf. Chad Johnson's not saying it was. I presume it was. They got to be buddies. But I don't know what the NFL does here. It ruined a controversial ending, right? You had the offensive pass interference, which was a good call, which wipes out the lateral from Amon-Ra St. Brown. On the final play of the game, ends the game. There was a controversial OPI two plays before. I thought it was a good call, but some people didn't like it. Right? Great win for Pittsburgh. No TJ Watt. They ran the ball really well. I mean, how about, like, the Steelers, I look at them as kind of a team that struggles to be consistent running the ball. Jalen Warren had 143 yards on 14 carries. That's an average of 10.2 a pop and two scores. Now, 45 came on one play, but still. Kenny Gainwell had a 45-yard touchdown pass. The Pittsburgh running backs were awesome yesterday. Gainwell and Warren. Who knew? And Gainwell had, again, the Gainwell had the 45-yard touchdown pass. He also ran for 50 yards on nine carries. It's an average of 5.6. The Lions got shredded on the ground, obviously. 230 net yards. Steelers were 8 of 16, 481. So all this talk about Kelvin Shepard being like, oh, this great defensive coordinator. Pittsburgh, which is largely a pedestrian offense, went in there and kicked their ass and dragged them all up and down the floor. Now, they barely won, but they scored 29 points on the road, and that is, trust me, this is as pedestrian of a Pittsburgh offense as you're ever going to see. It is the definition of pedestrian. They love throwing four-yard hook routes to their tight ends. And they ran in there and racked up 481 yards and 29 points. Everybody can have a bad day. Everybody can have a bad day. I don't know what the NFL is going to do about that mess. I really don't. And one more for you here before the trending alert. And then we'll obviously get into more of the NFL throughout the week. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. What happened in Baltimore last night, for Derrick Henry not to get a rushing attempt after, what, the 12-and-a-half-minute mark, it is very strange. There is no denying that. Very strange. Very strange. Especially when Baltimore's got the lead, right? Yeah. So why don't we hear from John Harbaugh. I always get them confused too. Derrick Henry carried the ball for 4 yards on a first and goal from the 6 and then finished off that drive with a 2-yard touchdown with 12:53 left on the clock. A 7-play, 44-yard drive, 4 minutes and 3 seconds to put the Ravens up 24-13, and then he was never back in the game again. So here's John Harbaugh trying to explain away what happened.
You look back on it, I think it's pretty easy to say he should have been in there or shouldn't have been in there. But we're rotating those guys throughout the game as two backs, you know. And but yeah, game-winning drive. Do I want Derrick Henry on the field? Sure, I do want him on the field.
All right, so after New England scores a touchdown to make it 24-21, Baltimore takes over with the football again with 8:52 remaining. And they go pass Mitchell, the backup tight end who they're rotating, 4-yard run, pass for 8 on 3rd and 6. First down, Mitchell again, no gain. Huntley scrambles for 3 yards. Huntley short pass to Mark Andrews for 3 yards on 3rd and 7. They get the false start on the punt, and then they punt it away. So, I mean, you could say, all right, it's one series. You know, you try to salt away the game. It's now a 3-point lead, but you're rotating. Okay, keep Derrick Henry fresh, whatever. Then New England takes over after the punt with 5 minutes left to go. They start moving the football. That controversial missed defensive pass interference. I have no idea how they missed that. They get the touchdown to Ramondre Stevenson, cap off a 90-play drive in 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So now they've got the lead 28-24. So Baltimore then takes over with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left after the kickoff. And you see Derrick Henry with his jacket on. And everybody's going, ape, you know what? Because Derrick Henry's got his jacket on, and he's not in the game. And Baltimore is down 3. But here's the thing that I kept saying to my guy, the Birdman, and online, and never saw any of the Baltimore reporters. Derrick Henry's fumbled a bunch this year, including once last night. He fumbled 3 times to start the year. Now, it got better, but he's a little bit of a ball security concern. Is that the reason why he wasn't in there? In addition to not having the same speed as the other guy has, Mitchell? As maybe not having the same hands? I don't know. I mean, Harbaugh saying he should have been in there. Maybe he meant on the second to last drive. I don't know if he should have been in there on the last drive. Should he have been? I don't know. And they fumbled anyway. Zay Flowers then fumbles. But I'm not saying that you can prevent everything. But to me, it was pretty clear they didn't want Derrick Henry in there because they didn't trust him to hold on to the football. And there is a point of no return. That was their last possession of the game. But what makes it look extra bad is two possessions, he's not in there. When they say they're rotating those guys. I don't know. Weird. All right, we got to take a timeout. Trending alert time. And then we'll come back with some thoughts on the college football playoffs right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so indeed, that fan, as we mentioned, denying using a racial slur or a derogatory term towards DK Metcalf's mother, the NFL still has not made a decision on which way they will go for the Pittsburgh wide receiver, kind of ruining and taking away from a big Steelers road win, as we mentioned. As we also mentioned earlier in the show, the state of Kansas and lawmakers there have approved a proposal to help the Kansas City Chiefs of Missouri build a new stadium in, again, the state of Kansas, right across the state line, but it would actually be in Kansas and not in Missouri. Still to come on that, we will see. Monday Night Football tonight, we'll join it in progress. It's the San Francisco 49ers and the Indianapolis Colts. So Philip Rivers once again in action. Again, we'll join that in progress after Georgetown plays their game right here on the Team 980, beginning at 6:30 against Coppin State. And that will be without head coach Ed Cooley, who was suspended one game for the bottle-throwing incident at the end of the loss on Saturday that unfortunately hit a child. So again, Georgetown coverage begins here at 6:15, but without Ed Cooley, as he is suspended for tonight's game. And from college football, Bobby Petrino looks like he is leaving Arkansas, where he finished up as the interim head coach and going to be the offensive coordinator under Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. And from baseball, the Mets have traded two-time All-Star Jeff McNeil to the Athletics, for a prospect in return, Yordan Rodriguez. They're also going to help the Athletics pay part of McNeil's $15.75 million salary. 33-year-old, 8 major league seasons, 243, 12 home runs, and 54 RBI last year. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So I was just reading a report out of Philadelphia. The Eagles are not going to consider any kicker changes for Jake Elliott, who missed officially two field goals the other night and really missed a third. The third was wiped out because of the penalty that they called on Tyler Owens that I think was called on the wrong guy. I think on the opposite side, dude was in the neutral zone. I think it was Sandra still, but I'm not 100% sure. But Elliott has missed 17 of 20, or has gone 17 of 24 on field goals this year and has missed 10 kicks from 50 plus over the last 2 years. In a league where everybody's regularly kicking between 50 and 55 and sometimes more, kind of hard to ignore. You know, remember, what's-his-face in Baltimore dropped off the face of the earth, Justin Tucker. He just lost it. Matt Gay just lost it. Just lost it. By the way, Matt Gay with the 49ers. I think we'll see him tonight, Monday Night Football. You could listen to the game joined in progress here on the Team 980. So a couple of minutes. We'll get more NFL tomorrow, and maybe we'll have a DK decision. We'll see. That's going to be a tough one to untangle. AMAC, I don't know how much of Saturday you got to see, but while it was taking me 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we talked a little bit.
To get to FedEx Field, Northwest Stadium, I'm sorry. On Saturday, I watched a lot of the Miami-Texas A&M game on my phone, which is to say I glanced at it and I had the audio up for much of it. So I couldn't see everything. It was a very, very, very tightly contested, low-scoring game.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the turnover when you thought Texas A&M, after Miami gets a couple of big runs and then gets a little jet sweep reversed for the go-ahead touchdown with, I think, just under 2 minutes left to go. Texas A&M is driving down the field. Marcel Reese, like, in perfect position to tie up the game.
Yeah.
And he throws
an interception.
Kind of a bad pick.
Yeah. In the red zone.
In the end zone. Yeah. Never mind in the red zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were like, it was definitely a goal-to-goal situation. Yeah. But
it was inside the 10. I don't remember exactly what the yard line was.
Yeah. And we kind of knew that was going to happen. Just which quarterback was going to I thought that the defenses would play well. I didn't think it would be that well. But I think ultimately what I knew coming into the game is which quarterback was going to put their teams in least of a harmful way, and it happened to be Carson Beck, while, you know, Marcel Reed kind of, you know, made some critical errors, not just even on that interception, but missed a lot of passes, threw behind receivers so that they couldn't make plays down the field. Just a lot of things that didn't go right for that Texas A&M offense. And Miami ultimately could run the ball better than Texas A&M could, which also helped them get the win in that game.
Well, Miami's running game down the stretch was huge in that game, especially on that go-ahead drive. Michael Irvin, histrionics aside, please, get a hold of yourself. Nobody needs to act like Michael Irvin was acting. It's a football game. I know it's your alma mater. I know you care. Please stop. You're a grown man. You're 60 years old. Carry yourself like an adult. My goodness. That being said, that Miami defense, like, And there was a lot of conjecture, and again, not having been able to watch the game over again, there was a lot of conjecture on your guy Ruben Bain on Twitter.
Yeah, he did not have a good game.
I was going to say, some people loved what he was doing at times, and some people were like, this dude is overrated.
Yeah. I would say that I didn't watch him, obviously, the film on him, but he definitely, the pressures weren't there. There were some people saying that he did well in the run game. He was able to cause penetration up the middle at times during the game.
A good defensive line, though, right?
Yeah,
Miami, I mean, besides Bain.
Yeah, I think Mesidor still had a fantastic job on the opposite edge, getting after Marcel Reed. So, I mean, it didn't prove to be fatal for the Miami Hurricanes, but I definitely would like to see him step up, especially in a time where, you know, this is win or go home for Miami.
So
particularly in the pass rush, not because I don't know how, wasn't watching every down for him.
Here's the thing about great players, though, and we see this in the NFL. Consistency, right? Yeah. Miles Garrett is consistently great. Now, is the rest of his defense is spotty, as you saw against Buffalo yesterday. But Miles Garrett is pretty much like as consistent can be. We were talking earlier in the show about Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne. They make some splash plays. They make a play or two, maybe two, every game. It's a lot of ineffectiveness, though, right? It's a lot of not being consistent. Yes, the other people get paid. I get it. I don't know why I have a feeling. I have a feeling that Ruben Bain will be heard from. Next up.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
Like great players usually, you know.
There's a reason why people look at him so highly. And honestly, this talk about how Ruben Bain has went through a slump, it started well before this game. People were saying, like, hey, where's Ruben Bain? Around the same time that Miami went through that slump of, I think they lost 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was back-to-back or 2 out of 3 in the ACC. So, you know, the call for Ruben Bain has been long before this, as his production just hasn't been there. When I'm saying production, I mean sacks hasn't been there. But, you know, like you said, I think he's a great player. There's talk about maybe they're playing him too much as a bigger body edge. Maybe he needs to be more of a rotational guy. But like you said, I think he's a great player and, you know, he'll answer the call eventually. Right.
The other games on Saturday, I wish I could say that they were good. They weren't. And that included an Ole Miss blowout over Tulane and James Madison getting blown out at Oregon, which, you know, you love the quarterback, Dante Moore. But, alas, Joe Q Public was wrong. 83% of the dopey betting public, which people actually care about, and think that that matters, had Oregon minus the 20.5 or whatever it was, and James Madison backdoor covered. I mean, how about them apples? I mean, if James Madison did anything good, it was to screw with the public, to screw with those that believe in the public. 51-34, the final score there. And Tulane, by the way, got blown out 41-10. That wasn't even remotely close. So those were your three games. Real quickly, though, on Friday night, you know what happened on Friday night, don't you?
Yeah, them boys from Bama made an amazing comeback.
Who picked Alabama to win that game?
Both of us.
No, you did.
You didn't? I thought you definitely did.
I don't remember making an official. I said, I could see absolutely where you were coming from because I did not trust Mateer.
Yeah.
And I said Mateer would throw an interception that was
and
key.
He definitely did.
You picked Alabama though.
Yeah.
And you looked terrible, and so did and so did Alabama the first quarter and a half of that game.
Yeah.
And yet there was Alabama standing in the end.
Yeah, I will say this. If Alabama doesn't get it together, Indiana's gonna whoop them. Like I feel comfortable saying that.
Oh yeah.
10+ point win if Alabama, because this is my whole thing. I thought that after what happened at Georgia, earlier at Oklahoma, and just going down the stretch to end the season. I thought Alabama would have this come-to moment where they're getting Jam Miller back, a couple of other key pieces on the defensive side of the ball. I thought that they would be able to run the ball better and somehow get it, figure out a way to protect protect Ty Simpson. Neither of those things happens, particularly in the first quarter. And I think that although Oklahoma's defense is second to none, like you can argue that's probably the best defense in college football, Indiana's defense is right up there, and they have a offense tremendously better than what Oklahoma has shown down the stretch. So Alabama has to get it together, or they're going to have a real wake-up call at Indiana.
And that's it's not definitely going to happen, but it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, it's looking like – because this problem just has persisted for so long, I can't see them changing.
More on that in the days to come. College football playoff. Dumb of the day next to wrap it up. All right, we're wrapping up the show. Dumb of the day. We take you down to Florida, where it's not always a Florida man that's an idiot. Nope. This time, a Florida woman. A 48-year-old divorcee female, Susan Avalon. She was handcuffed, thrown in jail last week, according to the New York Post, because, according to the Manatee County, Florida sheriff, she is facing murder charges after killing one of her ex-husbands in Tampa, then traveled more than 50 miles to the Manatee County, Florida area, and fatally shot her other ex-husband. That's right. She committed, allegedly, two murders in one day, both her ex-husbands. She was embroiled in a bitter custody battle. Thank goodness those kids don't have to deal with her anymore. And she said she planned it. Or they believe, police believe she planned it. She knew what she was doing. It was planned. And she came here to kill her ex-husband, police said. She targeted her first husband, a 54-year-old man who she divorced roughly 11 years ago, again in Manatee County and his home, at around 3 in the afternoon, bringing him to the front, open his front door with stolen food from a Panera Bread store and shooting him twice. He's unidentified, but obviously not doing well at the moment. They have her on surveillance video. And then, again, she went to another ex in Citrus County, and they found her scrubbing her minivan with bleach and rags. When asked by police about her ex-husband, she chillingly replied, "Which one?" Police said, "We only know of one." They started to dig in to the second one, and that's when they found out, after conducting a welfare check at the second husband's home, that he was dead as well with multiple gunshot wounds. Holy mother of mercy. People, you suck. A deranged society we live in. A deranged society. And that is what gets us dumb of the day. Thanks to Jeff in Vienna. Forgot to mention our guy Jeff in Vienna sent that along, as he does so often. Appreciate Jeff, as always, making that contribution. That saves me some research and some searching. I appreciate it very much. Back together with you tomorrow at 1. Linnell Willingham next. Burgundy and Gold today. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you guys on the phone. See you then.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.